Lac La Biche. For those interested in pursuing a career in the trades, Portage's Lac La Biche campus was the place to be on May 22, as the post-secondary institution hosted an open house focused on the trades. During the event, which took place at the Portage College Gymnasium, the public was given the opportunity to learn about careers in welding, steamfitter, pipefitter and pipe trades, carpentry, heavy equipment technician, barber and hairstyling, power engineering, and electrician. People could speak with program instructors and industry professionals and ask questions. Individuals were able to apply to programs at open house and application fees were waived. There were also structured tours throughout the day. Donald Moore, the Associate Vice President Academic Dean for Portage College, said the goal of Portage College is to bring industry, apprentices, as well as those who support the skilled trades in the Lakeland region, together in one place. We are seeing this as an opportunity to promote the growth that Portage has had in the skilled trades in recent years, Moore said. It's also an opportunity to line up employment in the trades. Quite a few attendees were high school students, including Kyome Blackburn, who came from Cold Lake with some schoolmates. Blackburn felt the event was a way to learn job about opportunities, while being able to talk with program instructors and industry professionals. Blackburn is interested in pursuing a career in the trades after she graduates from high school. "I'm planning to do painting or be an electrician," she said. Caddy Blood of Tribal Chiefs Employment Training also stopped by to check out the open house. According to Blood, Tribal Chiefs Employment Training has a program that he oversees called Teams Alberta, which helps to find employment for job seekers and deals with apprenticeship support. "At some point in time, tradespeople are looking to retire, and we'll need people to step up and fill those shoes," said Blood. "So, this is a nice way to promote the trades, and to get it out into the public."